Time for another round of New Zealand Fashion Week. It's been an interesting journey. It started with the sense that New Zealand fashion was the next big thing and there was growth galore and the buyers and the writers would come from all over the world to see and buy, and yet lately it appears to have lost some of its luster anyway. So where is the week at, and does it necessarily reflect the state of the industry itself? Now, Zambezi, you will know, it was co-created by Liz Finlay in 1979 and will open Fashion Week this year, and Liz Finlay is with us. Very good morning to you.
Good morning.
So you're still there and still consistent. Is Fashion Week separate to the industry or?
No, I think it's very much part of the industry. I think it's an important event because it encourages, established designers and also new emerging designers to take part.
My impression is it started off with a hiss and a roar. It was the thing. It's faded. Am I right or have I misread that?
I don't think it's faded. I think there's always going to be changes because, there's challenges out there for a lot of people in the industry. But I think, I don't know. I wouldn't say it was faded. No.
So you're still a part of it and happy to be a part of it, and
yes,
you're opening. Pressure on. Is the pressure on to deliver?
Yes, it is. The pressure's on to deliver. I mean, we're very lucky, fortunate this year because Mercedes-Benz presented us as the opening designer for Fashion Week, and so that's pretty amazing. And I mean, Mercedes-Benz are very much behind internationally as well, supporting Fashion Weeks all around the world, and have been for about a decade, I think.
Do you ever sort of, is there a tipping point for a company like yours from 1979? I mean, you think back to what the fashion industry was in this country then versus
yes,
what it is now. I mean, that's a world away. Was there a tipping point where you thought, yep, we've made it?
Well, I think in 1997, we were invited to show in Sydney, and I sort of went, oh my God, maybe we should just be part of a group show. But we got talked into doing an individual show. And I think that was a big tipping point for us because we did a big show and it was huge. Like we had 74 exits, which is unheard of now, and I would never do that again. But it was pretty amazing. And I think when that happened, we got such great press. And, we got a standing ovation. It was really amazing. And I kind of felt like, oh, we've actually kind of made a bit of a statement.
Yeah.
And so I think that was a real turning point for
us. You're one of the labels that is recognisable, not the label itself, but the clothing.
Yeah, the
what
brand
you do design-wise,
yes,
is recognisable as a bit of Zambezi.
Yeah.
How do you still design creatively and new while still maintaining that?
Well, I think, over the years we've built an amazing archive of what we've done before, but we also have a very creative team. We have a menswear designer, Dane Johnson, my head of design, my pattern maker, Olga Kimmich. I mean, they're very talented, dedicated people. We're surrounded with great staff and people that have bought into the brand and believe in it. And I think our customer base, we've got an amazing, loyal customer base that continues to support us, and they're inspired by what we do. And I'm very much a creative director as well as designing. So I love choosing fabrics. I love putting things together. So I think together we make a great team, and I think that is the answer, that we have an amazing team. Family, Marissa is an events producer and she produces all the shows for us. Sophie puts all the music together. I mean, we all work together really, really well, and I think it's kind of a culmination of everyone's input that churns out what we do.
Has it become harder? Because back in 1979, I mean, the people who were into clothes would have to travel to buy anything international. Whereas now, and then it became Sydney. You could pop across to Sydney and do some shopping in Sydney. And now it's the net. So in other words, if I don't want to buy you, I can buy anything from anywhere in the world. Does that make it more difficult for you?
No, I think actually it probably exposes a lot more fashion to everyone. But I think, I mean, we have our retail stores, and we actually, I've always admired some international designers that we buy in for our stores. So we have an offering in our stores of brands that we identify with and love. And I think that our stores offer an experience that you don't really get online, which is amazing staff. You get looked after. You get, you know, just the attention that you might like. I mean, you might enjoy the experience of going into the store and you know, having relationships with the staff. And I think that will never go away.
That's the key to it. I'm a big subscriber to that as well, because as available as the world is on the net, buying clothes on the net is fraught with disaster as far as I can work out. Because
I don't know, because I've never done it.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I never will, because I need to touch things and see
100%,
things.
100%, exactly. Yeah, I've literally never bought anything on the net clothing-wise, because a 38's a 38, or it could be anything else. Who the hell knows what it is. Having said all of that, are you directly connected to the economy? So in other words, if the economy goes well, you sell more. If the economy is going poorly, you don't?
Pass. I'm not sure.
You don't know?
Maybe.
As the creative director. So you're in such a successful company now. It is what it is.
Well, it is what it is. I mean, we have our ups and downs. And I mean, there are certainly some, you know, hard times out there retail-wise, and where you're struggling and you're going very hand-to-mouth. But and other times it's great. And I'm not sure why. I guess it is the economy, you know, that drives it. And I think, I mean, when I think back to when we started, things were a lot more buoyant, and there wasn't as many kind of things to spend your available funds on, like technology and, you know, replacing your phone every 6 months and all of that kind of thing. So and I think people are eating out a lot more too, and enjoying other things. So I think lifestyle probably has had an effect.
Fantastic. Well, good luck with Fashion Week.
Thank you very much.
Lovely to see you, and thanks for coming in, Liz Finlay of Zambezi. Now, Jessie Wong is at the other end of the Zambezi spectrum, new, young, up-and-comer. Umai is her label, and Jessie is with us. Good morning.
Hey, Mike, how's it going?
It is going extremely well. What's your path into fashion?
Well, I started out in Dunedin just after my degree. So I just did a fashion degree, Bachelor of Design, at Otago Polytechnic, and I pretty much started the label after that.
And when did you decide that you were off to a Polytech or a course to be a fashion designer? At what age did that happen?
Really young. Yeah. So I think I was maybe about 11 when I started sewing, and it was after a careers evening that I sort of had a chat with my mum, and I was like, oh, I want to be a designer, and she sort of said, go for it. So it was really young that I decided that.
How many people are there in the industry like you?
At the moment, I think there's a really awesome group of young designers who are all kind of making it happen in their own right from New Zealand, and even on an international scale. There's a wee group, and it's quite nice at the moment that we can all sort of support each other.
How hard is it?
Well, it's definitely a lot of effort, a lot of late nights and hard graft, but it's worth it. You know, it's fun at the same time.
Yeah. Are you making money?
Yeah, we are at the moment, which is kind of exciting and rare for such a young brand. But
and so you're making money how? Because you're a good businesswoman who happens to be a good designer, or you've got help along that part of the equation?
Well, I think it's probably a combination of a lot of things. It's definitely, I've had a great team around me that's helped me. My production manager, Adrian, has really been a huge support. And yeah, I think it's a lot of e-commerce and, you know, building relationships with our stockists that are more like friendships than anything else that sort of keep it true.
How do you get cut through? Is it relationships, as you say, or is it sheer design? A piece of creative genius will always find its way onto a rack and into a closet, or is there more to it than that?
I think it definitely comes down to, well, you can have a really awesome PR strategy and everything, but at the end of the day, you do need to have a beautifully crafted quality product. So I think it definitely has been our designs, but also, you know, just being relatable, personable, and I guess a smile and a wink will get you further than you think.
What's your plan for the company?
I would love to take international and gain more stockists internationally. So at the moment, we're across about 25 stockists in New Zealand. So that's pretty much New Zealand covered. And then we're launching into 8 stores in Australia next seasons, so that's exciting. But I would love to take it further than that and really to an international kind of scale.
Wow. And is production an issue in doing that for you or no?
At the moment, we produce everything in Wellington in a studio in-house. We've got an awesome production team, and we sort of have to just approach it with the mindset that nobody really has the niche leather skills that we're after. So we get people in who have a base level of skills in sewing, and yep. then we teach them everything we need to know.
And is that a good part of the industry? I mean, there are so many industries at the moment who just cannot get good people for love nor money. Do you have trouble with that?
I think there's a lot of people, I mean, young designers and people interested in fashion at the moment who are really willing to jump in and get involved. I mean, I love my team. They're always there for the brand, and, you know, they'd never leave us hanging. So it can be difficult, and I think with scaling, it does become more difficult to manage more people. But, we've been pretty lucky this far.
And Fashion Week, big expectations for it and from it?
Yes, Fashion Week's always a lot of fun. We get to, sort of the one time a year, we get to show everyone what we've been working on and our ideas and present them in a way that sort of represents the brand nicely. So, yeah, everyone's been working super hard on that. We've got a couple more days to go. So,
brilliant.
Yep.
Well, I wish you all the very best with that and the whole thing. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Well done. Lovely to talk to you. Jessie Wong, who is with you, my